it's huge. It's got those high ceilings. So much space. I mean, you have this whole butterfly wall and then the shining discs that are inside the light well, like, and they're just like glittering and glittering. It's magical in there.
The secret was to use what was here. So we took it all apart and reused the material. That's why it kind of feels like it all belongs together, because it does.
It was wide open when we got it. You know, this wasn't a kitchen. Mario built all these walls.
My father worked over 15 years nonstop, making a dilapidated building into our home and into a palace. Almost every object in, on, and around the house is a piece of art, from the shower to the wastebasket, the front door to the backyard lawn. But the house isn't meant to be a work of art. Mario hasn't shown in a gallery for at least 40 years, and he has no one to impress since his only friends are me and my mother, Dixie. Here's Mario. He had a tracheotomy 5 years ago, and it's affected his voice.
We built this place for under $5,000 across the street. The guy spent $500,000. He could afford it, and we couldn't. And ours works for us, and I hope his does too.
Our house is split into the living space and Mario's studio. The central piece is a red terracotta atrium, or what we call the patio. 15-foot-high plants thrive because of the natural light that washes in through the skylights and reflects off the white walls. You can stand directly above the patio on what we call the catwalk, or a short bridge that connects two upstairs lofts. The loft bedrooms look out onto the central patio on one side, and the other is a wall of windows with a view towards the jungle-like backyard. There are few doors, and space flows easily from one area to another.
From the kitchen, you can see the back door and you can see the patio. In other words, things are wide open. Free. They're free.
One day I came home from school and Mario proudly showed me his new kiln in the studio. He'd never made ceramics before. Michelle Greger, a ceramicist and sculptor, has lived next door for the last 12 years.
He was producing these huge works out of this little tiny kiln that stood about 2 feet high, like almost like a Susie Bake oven. It was so small. And here he is producing these big, beautiful tile pieces that cover the front of the building out of this tiny kiln.
He ended up teaching himself a new mosaic technique that involves carefully fitting together tiles to look like stained glass.
It's a crossover painting. Stained glass and ceramics is what I came up with. Don't forget, glaze is really glass. And though I don't have light coming through it, I can fake it with color.
Then he decided to replace our rotten plywood front door. He hand-carved two 12-foot-high redwood doors. On one side is a geometric pattern derived from Mexican Baroque designs, and on the other is a luxurious carving of three-dimensional leaves folding out of the wood and curling up to two huge flowers. He spent a year making those doors.
These are all the tools I got. Hand tools mainly, and then a few power tools.
The most of it's by hand, right?
Oh, yeah. It's all handwork. I grew up in a shoe repair shop. I worked with my hands all my life. You get these rounded edges. This is what I call the gouge. It's curved. Yeah, these have been up, I guess, 10 years.
We're looking at the wood and we're trying to figure out how you do this.
Oh, man, that's a piece of cake.
Abstract paintings on camouflage canvas cover the walls. The wastebasket is an old cardboard box that Mario picked up off the street and had bronzed. And the shower is made like a wine barrel, but it feels like you're inside a tree with plants at the top underneath a round skylight. Here's Michelle again.
I think I was surprised when I met Mario that he seemed so humble. He kind of, like when he walks, he kind of looks down a little bit, and he's sort of small, and you see him around the neighborhood with his little dog, you know. And that sort of surprised me because his work is so opulent and so beautiful that you would think somebody with like a great deal of personal, you know, charisma would come out and look, you know. But he's very humble.
I didn't get the awe Michelle and our neighbors felt for Mario. During my teens, I thought I hated him, and we almost never spoke except to fight. Mario was a really difficult guy. All he cared about was his work and his beer. I couldn't understand why my mother stayed with him.
What was it that made you decide not to leave him?
I just so enjoy being in this space. It's really important to me. And leaving him with the thought of going into a little apartment was just so depressing. And so the space had a lot to do with it. It really did. And also, it felt like if I left him, I would be hurting him deeply. And I cared about him creating his art. And so, just paying bills, doing some of that basic day-to-day stuff, which is really easy for me, and is not so easy for him. I mean, he just doesn't handle that kind of thing, the functioning, the basics of life, answering the phone. He doesn't do any of that well.
It's taken me 10 years to realize that Mario is completely devoted to me and my mother, and that building this house was the only way he had to show it to us.
I'm like my father. All I know how to do is work. He had nothing to look forward to except tomorrow's work. But I never heard him complain about it. That was his life. I never complained about having to go out in the studio. Oh, yeah, that's where I go. That's the way it is.
Not everybody gets to grow up inside an artwork.
It's funny. Dixie brought home a catalog from the Whitney Museum of what is art today. A lot of it is installations. A lot of them. This is an installation, basically.
Mario was a person to reinvent the wheel. He just never would think about the logical way to do things. He would do it the artful way. He would see it as a challenge. And he'd say, I'm going to make something. I will make it special.
I want to go out in the studio. What am I doing sitting here talking to a microphone? Can I take a cigarette break?
For Studio 360, I'm Abe Carrillo.